Welcome to the weekly podcast from the Church of England. In this week's programme, theologian Paula Gooder talks about Advent and ways of reflecting during the season. And we hear about a new podcast being set up by two pioneer ministers in Hull. But first, the Archbishop of York has started a six-month pilgrimage, which will take him to all of the 21 deaneries in the Diocese of York. It started with a visit to Whitby and will finish at York Minster on May the 22nd next year. Archbishop Sentamu spoke to the BBC about the pilgrimage.
I took a decision that I wanted to cover every part of the diocese, and I've called it a pilgrimage of prayer, witness and blessing. I want to pray with people. I want to actually tell them about the love of God in Jesus Christ, and I want to bless all that is fantastic, all that is wonderful. We live in a world where everything is just bad, 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 but actually the good news of God in Jesus is not like that. You know, there are difficulties and problems. I just want really to pray with people, tell them that everybody, God loves them, and then bless whatever's going on. We work out the route, you know, for the whole of the Diocese of York. Really, that's going to take me 6 months. I mean, when you read the Gospels, it says Jesus went about proclaiming the gospel and healing those who were sick and those who were not right. The really movement of God is, as it were, from glory, from heaven, coming down. We're soon coming to Christmas because God's love in Jesus actually came down. And our ministry, we're supposed to follow the good shepherd. You never see a shepherd never attending to the sheep, whatever they happen to be. And it seems to me that time I was challenged that really, do I know my people? Because when I was consecrated, that I should know my people and they should know me. And when I first came here in 2005, I spent a similar 6 months actually visiting every deanery, but that was all by car. But now I thought to myself, really, I want to connect with people. It's going to be a challenge. It's going to be a challenge. But I did this, although it's on a much shorter period in Birmingham. You know, I covered the whole of Birmingham Diocese in 39 days, averaging about 12 miles a day. Now, this is going to be a big challenge because the area is just absolutely five times of what Birmingham is, and that's why it's taking 6 months. But I look to it, I think I look to it as the possibility, really, of the sheer, amazing love of God who has come to us, and I want really to pray with people, I want to be with people, I want to tell them about the love of God, I want to bless the good things that are coming. I mean, you know, as you come up those many steps from bottom of Whitby, really up here, St. Mary's, and you look back, I mean, the view is just phenomenal. The question is, you can live in a place like this and never admire the beauty, the splendor. And so I want people to discover they live in an amazing place.
We're now in the season of Advent, a period of expectation and preparation. Dr. Paula Gooder, writer and lecturer in biblical studies, explains more about the season.
Advent is one of those wonderful seasons of preparation. We have two of them during the church's year. One of them is Lent as we prepare for Easter, and Advent is the other one where we prepare for Christmas. So the idea of both of these seasons is that of getting ourselves ready and beginning to focus on the big themes of the great season that are approaching.
What is the significance about having a time of preparation before the celebration of the Nativity of Jesus at Christmas?
One of the things that's really significant about having a time of preparation is simply that we attune ourselves to the season. And one of the things that can happen in a very busy life when you're just kind of barreling on doing all the usual things is that a big season, a big time of celebration can come and go and you don't really notice it, you're not really ready. And in a way, what Advent is doing is attuning, is giving yourself time to tune in. So that you are aware of some of the big themes, you are aware of what the theology means, and emotionally you are ready for the great celebration when it arrives.
And Paula, how do you engage with the season of Advent?
I engage in all sorts of ways. I've still got relatively young children, so we have Advent calendars of all different kinds. So we've got one of those lovely felt ones that you slowly build up the nativity scene. We've got the statutory chocolate one, which is very important in our girls' lives. We put up the a large number of nativity sets, and we put one of them up and start telling together the story of the birth of Jesus. We also practice Love Life Live Advent, which my husband and I wrote last year, which gives an action for each day in Advent to begin to focus our thoughts on how we can do things to prepare ourselves for Advent. And then also I make sure I put a special time aside for prayer and reflection as well. So it's busy, lots of things.
Very busy, yes. You briefly mentioned there about Love Life, Live Advent. Could you kind of explain a bit more about what this resource is and who might be interested in it?
Yeah, absolutely. Love Life, Live Advent is, I think, a really helpful little resource, because what it does is it suggests a single action that you can do every day during Advent, which will begin to help you focus on the season of Advent and its importance for us. So it suggests all sorts of little things, from feeding the birds to tidying up a shelf or a cupboard and giving things away. Just small actions, nothing very enormous. It won't take you more than 5 or 10 minutes every day, just to begin to focus your thoughts, focus your reflections, and to give you something to do as we begin to reflect on the great celebration of Christmas.
And finally, Paula, what do you think is important to remember during Advent?
There are many things, I think, that are important to remember, but two for me stand out. One of them is that Advent is a season of waiting. We wait for the great celebration of Christmas, and we also wait looking for the great return of Christ at the end of all times. And Advent focuses our attention on both the waiting for Christmas and on the end of all times. And I think for me, one of the things that's very significant about Advent is that it reminds us that waiting is not something that's terrible, it's not something we should avoid, it's something that we can embrace and become better people through the waiting. So one of them is the theme of waiting, which for me is very important. And the other one is that recognition of the importance of the great mystery of God made flesh. So it gives us the time to wait and to reflect and to be alert to what it means that we celebrate that great festival when God was made flesh among us.
Dr. Paula Gooder. And the new Reflections for Advent app from the Church of England is now available to download on iOS and Android devices. Finally this week, two pioneer ministers in Hull have set up their own monthly podcast, the King City Revs, which explores faith and encourages listeners to join the discussion. The Reverend Ben Norton and the Reverend Matt Woodcock present the podcast. Matt explained why they're doing it.
Well, the inspiration really came because the sorts of people who myself and Ben, who I'm doing this project with, come across are just always wanting to talk about faith. Now, they probably don't have a mechanism to do that or a sort of churchy language, but essentially, with just getting out into the pubs and shops and the kind of places where I do mission in Hull, you know, the faith conversation is everywhere, but I think unfortunately we've not found a helpful way often to engage people in that conversation. And so, you know, just as Lord's Prayer's been banned and from cinemas and all that kind of thing, people tell us that no one's bothered anymore about faith. We're finding the complete opposite, but we just have to find better ways of engaging people in that. And our sort of strapline is inspiring the faith conversations. So the whole point of this is to do that, both with the people that we go out and about and talk to who will actually appear on the podcast, but more importantly, the people who listen to it and maybe just it sparks something within them to join in with this conversation too.
Can you talk to us a little bit about how you and Ben got together to begin this project?
So I've known Ben a few years now, and about 4 years ago, we had a little nibble at this and just tried something, but he lived in Teesside and I ministered in Hull, and it just didn't work out for various reasons. But myself and Ben, we love working together because we've got the same goals and passions and the same heart for mission, but we're incredibly different and we fall out an awful lot, in love, of course. And the sort of combination of us, just having conversations and engaging people, just seems to work because, you know, he's sensible and intelligent and more good-looking and a little bit crazier, but it just seems to work. There's just this sort of maybe a God-given spark between us both, and we're hoping that through maybe our conversations and our conversations with others, that it might just spark a faith conversation. And I love working with him. You know, he's a great guy. He's just full of what I'm full of, which is just a passion to see Jesus impact people's lives.
And what are you most excited about as you begin?
I'm most excited people just giving this a chance, and it's going to be quite different, I think, to maybe what people are expecting from Two Priests, because it's going to be fairly earthy. We're not going to shirk away from the difficult conversation. You know, often when people talk about faith, the people kind of people we meet, you know, they're not. There's no airs and graces. There's no, It's not serene or sedate. It's quite. It can be quite brutal, and we want to sort of reflect that on this podcast. And really, the kind of people we're talking to and the kind of conversations we're having, we just want to record them and just let people listen to what real people are saying about faith. And that's kind of what's exciting. And thankfully, we've managed to raise a little bit of money and get a producer to actually try and produce this thing. So how long they'll last with us two, I've no idea, though.
You mentioned about addressing difficult conversations. So what are the sort of topics that you are going to be covering on the podcast?
Well, initially, we've got sort of 3 months lined up. I think we're doing change in January, because obviously it's the new year. People are thinking about making changes, resolutions, that kind of thing. We're going to do love. We're going to do death. We're going to do relationships. You know, we want to do the big themes, but we want it to be inspired, really, by the people themselves. So the kind of things that we pick up from what people are saying to us out on the street and out while we're doing our ministries are the kind of topics that we want to take on. So a big one for people is sexuality and things like that, and maybe a conversation that the church hasn't done very well in the past. You know, what do real people think about that? Do real people think that faith, you know, does impact our sexuality and that kind of thing? But you know, we're not just making topics up to be controversial. We just want to talk about the things that ordinary people are talking about, but bring faith into that conversation.
And why did you decide to use podcasting as the delivery method of, you know, your conversations and hopefully encouraging other people to have a conversation?
Well, listen, we do traditional church and traditional ways of doing church every week, but we're realising that there are huge swathes of people that never leave on a Sunday morning the comfort of their laptop or iTunes, and we wanted to just engage with that. It's pointless doing a podcast or anything which is trying to inspire the faith conversation if nobody hears it or nobody joins in. And the good thing about social media now, it's so easy to join in a conversation through Twitter, through Facebook, through Audio Boom and Instagram and all that stuff. So for us, it's just an obvious sort of thing to engage in, because the kind of people that we're meeting and ministering to or listen to podcasts are all on Facebook, are all tweeters. So it was a natural fit. And but it's not to say we want to sort of, shut out anyone else from this kind of conversation. Hopefully we'll find ways of people who aren't engaged in social media to engage with it. But we've got to start somewhere, and we felt that podcasts were the way forward.
Can you give us any sneak previews of the content of some of the upcoming episodes?
Yes, yeah, so this first episode, it's all about change. And I've been out and about into the community, just asking people what they think about change and how they perhaps think that faith can impact change and what faith has got to do with change. And so for this first episode, we've got some real characters. I mean, there's a landlady called Lisa, and just spending an evening with Lisa talking to her about change was just awe-inspiring. And I am finding increasingly that wisdom and the sense of that God-given wisdom comes to all kinds of people, and they don't even realise it. And so for Lisa, particularly, she just talks about what she thinks about God, what she thinks about what she'd say to God if she could meet him, what she thinks about change, how she struggles with change, that kind of thing. So there's a few interviews like that. There's going to be some regular features, so we're going to be having a bit of a laugh as well as everything else. Ben's going to be doing this thing called the Saint of the Month. Not many people know much, if you're not from a church background, don't know much about the great saints. So we're going to be bringing to the party some great saints. I think Ben's doing St. Brendan is our first Saint of the Month. So we just want to encourage people to listen in, give us your feedback, join in the conversation, you know, and we'll see what happens.
And Matt, if people want to hear the podcast, get involved with the discussion and the conversation, where's the best place for them to go?
So there's various places. We have a Twitter account, at King City Revs, so they can listen via there, or Facebook, King City Revs again, just type in that. But our podcast has been put on Audio Boom, so if you just type in audioboom.com/King City Revs, you'll find all the podcasts going on there every month. We'd love you to tune in. We'd love you to join in.
The Reverend Matt Woodcock there. And you can find the King City Revs podcast on Audio Boom. That's it for this week's podcast. I'm Gillian Moody. Thanks for listening.